This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The PM will proclaim the adoption of the Delhi Declaration by all the member states. The Delhi Declaration is a visionary roadmap to elevate the region's aviation sector to new heights. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu inaugurated the second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Naidu was elected the chairman of Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation. He called for strategic investments in Asia-Pacific aviation infrastructure to accommodate 3.5 billion annual passengers by 2035. He emphasized that India aims to increase women's participation in aviation workforce to 25% by 2025. The Union Cabinet has approved the PM E-Bus Seva Payment Security Mechanism Scheme for procurement and operation of e-buses by public transport authorities with an outlay of around 3,435 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that this scheme will support deployment of more than 38,000 electric buses from financial year 2024-25 to 2028-29. He added that the scheme addresses the concern of ensuring timely payments to operators through a dedicated fund and will support the operation of e-buses for a period of up to 12 years from the date of deployment. The Union Cabinet has approved Mission Mausam to create a more weather-ready and climate-smart Bharat with an outlay of 2,000 crore rupees over 2 years. Addressing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that Mission Mausam, to be implemented by the Ministry of Earth Sciences, will boost India's weather and climate-related science, research and services. The mission will help provide highly accurate and timely weather and climate information. Union Cabinet has given its approval to the proposal of Department of Rural Development for the implementation of the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana 4 during financial year 2024-25 to 2028-29. The total outlay of the scheme will be 70,125 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that under this scheme, financial assistance will be given for the construction of 62,500 kilometers road for providing new connectivity to eligible 25,000 unconnected habitations. Mr. Vaishnav said that it will create 40 crore human days of employment. The BJP has released another list of its three candidates for Haryana Assembly elections. The party has fielded Rohtash Jangra from Sirsa Assembly seat, while Kanwar Singh Yadav will contest from Mahendragarh and Satish Fagna from Faridabad NIT seat. Congress has released its third list of 40 candidates for the ensuing Haryana Assembly elections. Party MP Randeep Singh Surjewala's son, Aditya Surjewala, will contest from Kaithal Assembly seat, while Chandar Mohan will be the Congress candidate from Panchkula. Congress has also released the list of its five candidates for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The party has fielded Mir Iqbal from Baramulla seat, Nizamuddin Bhatt from Bandipora, while Ashok Bhagat will contest from Akhnoor seat. Indian Air Force is conducting one of its largest multinational air exercises, Tarang Shakti 24, in Jodhpur. On the sidelines of the event, the IAF is also hosting the India Defence Aviation Exposition, IDAX 24, which will be inaugurated by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today. This edition of IDAX, scheduled from September 12 to 14, will have a grand participation from the industry, hosting a wide range of products and technologies. In hockey, defending champions India will face South Korea in their fourth pool match at the Men's Asian Champions Trophy Tournament in Hulunbuir, China today. The match will start at 1:15 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Four-time champions India have already qualified for the semi-final after thrashing Malaysia 8-1 yesterday. The Harmanpreet Singh-led team currently tops the points table with 9 points. In football, Manipur's TG English School clinched the junior boys' title of the 63rd Subroto Cup International Football Tournament, defeating Meghalaya's Mink and Christian High Secondary School 4-3 via sudden death tiebreaker after both teams were tied 1-1 in regulation time. Manipur won the coveted title after 43 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.